As you probably noticed this morning, Pastor is out of town. He is getting recruited and energized to come back and speak to us. And so this morning, we get a special privilege, my granddad and a great speaker, Brother Nichols. So let's just welcome him up this morning.
Well, I'm the oldest one around. He's the youngest. He's going to be preaching Wednesday night, so we're keeping it all in the family. Hallelujah. All going to fly away together. Isn't that good?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I like to just challenge the devil before I start preaching. Spirit of the Lord's on me and anointed me to preach the gospel.
Amen.
Move burdens and destroy yokes. Get people saved and delivered.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. That's the work of the Word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, you probably don't have any obstacles in your life, but I'm going to talk about obstacles getting in the way of our dreams and our promised land. Obstacles on the road to our dream or to our goals. Don't become a victim of obstacle complex, but act like the conqueror you are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
An obstacle complex says, it's too difficult, impossible, I can't, it's too hard, it just makes excuses and gives up and compromises. I don't want to be one of those, do you? The Bible says, fight the good fight. Fight the good fight. What's a good fight? Fulfilling your mission down here on this earth. An obstacle is something our adversary, the devil, puts in the way. Flesh puts in the way. World puts it in the way, in our way, to keep us from accomplishing our dreams. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, one I thought about in the Bible that had some really obstacles that got in his way was Joseph. Remember Joseph? He was the youngest of the boys of Jacob. And the father, he favored Jacob and gave him a beautiful coat, made the other brothers mad. They didn't get one. And besides that, Joseph had a dream. He dreamed one night, and he dreamed that one of these days, because it's coming a time, whenever God is going to use him in such a way that his brothers would bow down to him. That means depend upon him. And that made the brothers mad again. You know what they did? They hated him. That's your first obstacle. His family hated him. They told them they was going to kill him, but they decided not to do that. Some merchants came along, and they sold him to the merchant. The merchant went on to Egypt, and in Egypt, you know what he did? They put him up on an auction block to be sold as a slave. Now, that's another obstacle.
Yes.
God promised him that he is going to really do something big for him, and also all the ways he is going down. So he became a slave in Potiphar's house, and Potiphar was a very influential man in the government, and he saw that Joseph was a man of wisdom, and so he just began to get everything running right, making him more richer and richer and richer, and everything was going good. But there was another obstacle come. His wife chose him for something he didn't do, and Potiphar got mad and put him in prison. Now, that's an obstacle. On his way to victory, doesn't look like it, does it? But God has a plan.
Amen.
And God, if you hold on to your dream, it'll come true.
Amen.
The devil will try to stop it. Nearly everybody will try to stop it, but keep your dream. Keep it alive. In that prison, there were some guys there that had a dream, and he interpreted their dream. They got out of prison and stood before Pharaoh. Pharaoh had a dream. They did a lot of dreaming in those days. They had a dream, and he dreamed that there was going to be a he dreamed about seven cows, and they were fat, and then seven cows, they were lean. And another thing or two about it. And he couldn't interpret his dream. He didn't know what it meant. So somebody said, there's a guy in prison. Now God's a working. I said, God's a working.
Amen.
I feel like I've been in that place a few times. But as far as they go, he was in a prison. But the next thing, the king said, bring him up here. Bring him up here. I want to hear what I should say. And you know what it did? Joseph interpreted it, and he was put in next command under Pharaoh.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Don't give up your dream. Don't give up your dream. He had a lot of them to overcome. I don't know about you, but I've had some to overcome myself. Anybody had any obstacles in your life? You're looking for something? And what are you going to do? Well, you're just going to keep going. Just going to keep plugging, keep moving on, keep doing the thing. So Joseph, he made him I'd call him prime minister over under Pharaoh. And so after he interpreted that dream, Pharaoh put him in charge. Glory to God. Put him in charge. Now, he reached a place. The famine came, and that wasn't too long until here come some of his brothers, and they're going to buy some grain because they didn't have anything to eat. And whenever they came, and I'll shorten this because it came the second time they came, they all come and they bowed down before him. The dream, they'll tell you they're going to happen if you stay right in line with the Word of God. They bowed down to him, and he revealed himself unto them. Glory to God, and saved the whole nation from famine by obeying God and overcoming obstacles. You can change people's lives. You can help people by obeying God. Don't let obstacles crush your dreams and your goals and your future. God has a future for us. So good when you get in the will of God. I hadn't always been the will of God, but I was in the will of God when I was younger one time. And you know what I did? I found a beautiful little blonde country girl. Boy, those country girls, what you want to get? They don't get you much trouble. Beautiful blonde. I thought I'd set my cap for her, and you know, we got to going together some. And I found out she already had a boyfriend. He's taller than me, more handsome than me. Everything looked different. What you going to do about it? Well, I tell you, just work God's plan. Work God's plan. I begin to treat her nicer than ever before. She loved to dance, and I don't dance. I didn't dance. Mama said those dances, all they do is drink and curse and have trouble. You don't dance. But she likes to dance. And they had a youth hall over upstairs in one of the buildings, and so they had a dance up there. I knew she liked to dance. Do you know what I did? When I had a date with her, I took her by. She'd like to dance, so I took her by and dropped her off. I said, I'll be back in about an hour. I'm fulfilling my dream. Catch more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. And whenever we'd go on dates, you know what I'd do? I'd sing to her. Now, I can't sing much. I sang a little way back when I was younger. But I sang to her. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound to save a wretch like me, and on I'd go. Jesus is the sweetest name I know, but I left out Jesus' name and put Lou is the sweetest thing I know. Hallelujah. Well, during that time, she went to Dallas twice. That's a 30-mile trip. Went to Dallas twice with that city slicker, and they were going to get married. And she backed out. She wouldn't do it two times. God had a plan. I could have never preached without her. I never made it without her. Glory to God. And you know what? I got her. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Isn't it? God puts things together, cause our future to come to pass. Now, the Israelites were in bondage in Egypt. They'd been there a long time, about 400 years, but they had a promise. They had a promise. They had one of these days. They're going to get to go to a promised land. They went through all kind of difficulties, all kind of opposition, and looked like it's getting worse, and it's getting worse, until finally God began to move on the scene to bring His Word to pass. He likes to bring His Word to pass. Glory to God. So He moved on Moses. Moses came and got deliverance for the children of Israel and brought them out. Glory to God. Brought them all the way to Red Sea. Started and got hemmed in there with Pharaoh and his army behind them. And what you going to do? Well, if you got a dream, just stick with it. Lifted out his rod. Men had to part the waters of the sea and they went across. God is working. God is working. He promised them a promised land, and He wants to get them into His promised land. I tell you, you may not feel like you're in it yet, but just hang on there. It's God's will for your life to be good and your life to be blessed. Hallelujah. And you fulfill the promise that God has for you in your life. So they got out of the cross, went on and got out in the wilderness, and all kind of things happened. They had all kind of obstacles, but God provided for them. God gave them spring water out of a rock. He brought heaven, brought food down out of heaven for them. And finally, they got to the borders of the promised land. Got right there ready to go in. There where they made the mistake. They had a convention and a meeting together to see whether they could do it or not. If God says you can do it, you can do it.
Amen.
So they sent 12 spies over to look at the land. So those spies came back. All of them was excited to this extent. Boy, it's just like God said it was. They brought back a big cluster of grapes, but had two men to carry it. Everything said it's Melinda, milk and honey, just what God said it was. But 10 of them said, we can't do it. We can't do it. That fortified cities, they've got giants in that city. We look like midgets and they're giants. We can't make it. We can't make it. We can't do it. But it said, Caleb stilled the people and he said, we're well able. Let us go up at once and let us take it. Why could he say that? He knew God's promise. He knew what God wanted them to have. And they had to go back into the wilderness. We are able. A lot of people are in the wilderness, in dryness, you know, for serving God. Because they backed out when they came to the promises of God. Obstacles makes us look, it makes things look impossible. How can we overcome them? By realizing the enemy sees us as giants when God is on our side. Yes. Hallelujah. We can make it. We can make it. They missed their opportunity. They refused to change. They wouldn't take the opportunity that was before them. Now, the same old story with us. We have a dream. Abundant life is for us. Our dream, you know what part of our dream is and it belongs to us? Health, abundance, victory over our obstacles, and enjoying life. And when obstacles come, we have the power to overcome. Did you make all that noise back there? But obstacles come along. They say, if I can't, it's impossible. Things are too big. They hesitated. Make cowards out of us when we do. Success comes in cans. I can. It's easier to give up than to fight. It's easier to do nothing and give in than live in the wilderness. Three basic facts we can depend on. God has for us a promised land. That's our dream. There will be difficulties in the way to obtain what God has planned for us. With your ability and God's help, you can be the person God intends and reaches out to the goals in your life. He'll show you how to accomplish it. Glory to God. Some are standing on the banks right now. Maybe some here. God's got a promise for your life. Something good you know out there, you hadn't got it yet. Don't give up. Consider the giants as midgets and you as a giant. Because you're not by yourself. Amen. You're never by yourself if you're born again. Jesus is with you and he's wanting to respond. Some will give in and become frustrated and defeated and critical and miserable and blaming everything and everybody but themselves. Others like Caleb, they'll say, we are well able. Let us go up and let us possess our promise. Now, when I was in junior high, lived in a little town in Kaufman County. And every spring, the little goos, they would all get together and have an athletic contest. Had all kind of things. High jump, broad jump, shot put, ball games, all kind of things. Runnings of all. And we were there. And come to the time of high hurdles, you know what? And my coach, the principal there, he had signed me up for high hurdles. I could barely jump them, much less hurdle them. You know what high hurdlers are? High jump. You go there. You got a place about that tall. You jump it, run a little way, jump another. About 10 of them. When they got at the end, first win. I knew what was going to happen when I run. I knocked down about half of them, missed the rest of them, make a fool out of me. But you know what happened? Found favor with God. Hallelujah. You know what happened? Nobody showed up. When they announced my name, I must look like a giant to those midgets. And I got the blue ribbon. Hallelujah. I found favor with God all through my life. Hallelujah. That's one of them right there. I can give you some more time. Favor. God give me favor. Hallelujah. Because I was little and I was a runt gulping out everything. But they didn't know. They didn't know. God had given me a dream. Hallelujah. I wasn't always going to stay little like that. I was going to grow. Got a picture of my class when I was about the second grade. I just run a little bit and taught and the rest of them way up like that. But I just kept plugging. Glory to God. Amen. You got obstacles to overcome. Amen. Obstacles to overcome. Amen. Tell you another way I kind of won her. I had a car when I got out of school. I had a car. You know, a car makes a lot of difference. Most of those boys didn't have one. You can go places when you got a car. Because I had to walk to the show. And I had, the one I had a horn on that thing. It sang a tune. And it's real good, better than that. And I'd go down Main Street in Terrelltown. I'd go down Main Street. And God, she was working the ice cream joint. I'd get there, I'd start that horn going. She said, boy, he's in town now. He'll be here for a milkshake in a minute. Anyhow, I felt favor. Favor, hurdles along the way. God and us can make the impossible possible. No matter how high the obstacles are, how many they are, I'll tell you, with God, all things are possible. Overcoming obstacles, become stepping stones to fulfill our dreams. There were giants in the promised land. Why do people fail to possess their promised land? They concentrate on the obstacles instead of the strength. We see giants, obstacles, because of us, we and God's promises and God's plan, we can make it. But we don't try a lot of time because of lack of money, no qualifications, job's too big for me, too much opposition. I could never do that. Doubters become obstacles to hindrances in our lives. Many have overcome obstacles and possessed their dreams. And just what I said there, I went through that one time when we was starting to build a church. Many have overcome obstacles and possessed their dream. Sir Walter Raleigh limped through life on club feet. Napoleon was an epileptic. John Milton, who wrote Paradise Lost, was blind. We can overcome obstacles. When Walt Disney submitted his first drawing for publication, the editor told him he had no talent. Mickey Rooney, anybody remember Mickey Rooney? 5 foot tall, became a great actor. Thomas Edison, teachers said he was too stupid to learn. F.W. Woolsworth built a chain of stores. 21 of them, Tommy, he was 21 years old. You know, I remember one of those stores that they changed them to, most of them to 10 cent. Remember nickel and dime store? I worked in a nickel dime store during break in school. He had those stores. Anybody said he couldn't do it? Joseph Wedgwood, whose name appears on lovely China, was a lame, uneducated, neglected boy. Beethoven was deaf. Before Admiral Byrd flew over the South Pole, he was retired and unfit for the U.S. Navy. Franklin D. Roosevelt, victim of paralysis, had to go in a wheelchair, began to pick up a hungry nation and feed them. Anybody remember that in the 30s? Had a whole government up there, couldn't do anything, except he had to do the had to have the vision for it. Fed the whole nation. Glory to God. I might have just starved if it hadn't been for him. We didn't have very much, but he kept things going. Most people are paralyzed. They don't try to do anything. Listen, you can do something. God's got something that might not be big to others, but it'll be big to you. Meeting somebody's need. You can do that. You can meet other people's need. David, a shepherd boy, leased him in the family. He became king. And that wonderful thing happened that he could do. Just a shepherd boy. He became king. Paul faced obstacles. Many of them. Read them over in the New Testament. How many of them, anything you really want to notice to be punished, he did. He was had it. In jail, shipwrecked, stoned, beaten. Yet he kept on moving. Why? He had a vision. Glory to God. He's going to carry this message all to the world. Amen. Kenneth Copeland. Anybody know Kenneth Copeland? Well, when he started, some of you, y'all didn't know him. We knew him. Whenever he started out, he had a vision. He had a dream. When he had nowhere to preach but our church, he had a dream. He told us several times. He said, I'm going to preach this gospel around the world. Nobody wanted him, but he had a dream. And over those years, we've seen that come to pass. He's preaching the gospel up and down and round all over the world. Glory to God. Had oppositions. He could stop. They tried to stop him, a lot of them, but it didn't make any difference. He had a vision. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. I've watched it grow. Hallelujah. Y'all may not know it, and I'm not bragging, but I'm on this board and have been for years and years, and I know what goes on. I know it's a good, clean place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The old, a year or so ago, you remember all that came out in the paper, and the congressman, they're going to make him do all this, make him do all that. You know what? They're going to... He said, "You bring me the list." They said, "Bring me a list of everybody ever preached in your church and how much you paid them and those donors. We want to know who your donors are, and we want to know how much that they earned." And he said, "I'll go to jail first. I promised my partners I wouldn't do that." And so the thing went on. Lawyers got together and so forth. About a year ago, news came out. They didn't even, it wasn't over news, but somebody came in with the news. They dropped the thing. Didn't have a case. Glory to God. Don't believe everything you hear in the paper.
Amen.
Or over the news.
Yes. Yes.
If you're after a dream, if it's big enough, they'll get after you.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise
I know this, God's grace is sufficient for me and for you. Put emphasis on your dreams, not on your obstacles.
Yes.
Lou and I had a dream to build a church. By the way, we did get married. 8 years later, we decided to build a church. Farthest thing from my mind. I had other things, but God changed my dream when I got filled with the Holy Ghost. Changed me. Anointed me. Preached the gospel. Now I used to preach better than I could now because I'm getting older, you know. But anyhow, I'm anointed. Hallelujah. So we're going to build a church. Our dream was 250 people. Now, way back in there, that was a big church. Well, very few churches is that big here in Fort Worth. If we get one for 250 people, now we all face obstacles, but don't let them defeat you. Since I started church, I had a lot of those obstacles. I had no Bible studies. Didn't ever go to Bible school. Wish I had, but didn't have opportunity. Didn't go. Well, I go to Bible school. I wasn't planning on preaching. I was going to build houses. I was timid and shy and just wasn't very friendly to people I wasn't acquainted with. But God changed all of that. Hallelujah. Now, our first really problem was getting a church building. So we began to hunt. We began to look. Seemed like I couldn't find one. Finally, I found one day that was for sale, and I come home all excited and said, "Lou, found us a church. She said, "Let me go see it." It's over on Stewart Drive in Fort Worth, and to go see it. We got there, and her feathers fell. That thing had smooth Johnson grass this high all the way around it, about half finished. She said, that's not it. But I could see, I had a vision when I saw that. I knew I could transform that thing and make it look pretty good. It wasn't going to be the end of the road. It was going to be the starting of the road.
Amen.
Finally talked her into it, and we got ready to go. And by the way, we did. We started it. Had a promise of 9 people coming. Glory to God. 4 of them was our family. Big time. But we had a dream.
Amen.
There were some things going on in the churches then that in the Pentecostal movement and Baptist movement and things like that. And we want, Baptists are good, Pentecostals are good, but we want to get right in the middle. Hallelujah. So we did. And the people began to come. Hallelujah. That building we moved into is a 7-foot ceiling. And back behind it had a little 2-story block building that had never been finished. And back behind there was the outhouse. One stall. But it was a church. It was a building. We had a vision. We had a dream. Hallelujah. 4 years later, right next to it, we had a lot and built a new auditorium. Glory to God. Kind of a tabernacle style. We loved it. It seated about 250 people. And here's our next obstacle. The Sunday we moved in, everybody was excited. Had a few visitors come and all that. Had a new building. And my song leader, Tony Wise, he was a good song leader. Y'all remember Tony Wise? Great big guy like that. He was a song leader and played the saxophone. Everybody loved Tony. He got up to announce something and to start the music. And he said, I got announcements to make. Now, he said, there's a church right across the street, about 4 blocks across the street, that I'm going to go over there. They got something really going over there. I'm going over there. And left me high and dry. But I began to look into it, and they were really having a revival over there. This is my third hurdle. They really had a revival over there. I tell you, they'd have every month, they'd have a couple of 3 or 4 days revival. Have good preachers in all around. Gifts of the Spirit was operating. What you going to do, get mad? Well, no, don't show it if you do. Me and my wife, every time we wasn't having church, we'd go over and visit with them. We'd just fellowship with them and all of that. Why? They had something I didn't have. They was doing better than we were. And then people began to know about it, and they began to go from my church to their church. Had an obstacle there. What you going to do? What you going to do? Well, it's going to just keep on jumping. Keep on hurling. Keep on doing what you know to do.
Yes.
About a couple of years later, down in Mexico, the pastor, he had a wrecking plane and killed him there. So they got somebody else to pastor it, and they couldn't handle it, and it began to fall down and began to lose out. And the bulk of people that left, a herd of them, all began to coming back.
Amen.
Amen. I'll tell you, stay with it. You never know what the future holds.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We must keep our focus on our dreams. Hallelujah. Well, by the way, we did get 250. Y'all ever seen when we had 250? Y'all see it when we had 750? Y'all ever see it when we had 1,000? God gave us a dream far beyond anything we ever imagined. Glory be to God. Not because of us, but because of anointing God put on our lives and because of her, hallelujah, keeping me straight. She prays for me. I have problems a lot of times. She builds me up. I get that old I can't sometimes. She says, yes, you can. You're anointed of the Lord. Told me this morning, I was kind of down a little bit before I come to church, and she said, you can do it. You're anointed of the Lord to preach. So I'm doing the best I can. Since we finished our 50 years and quit, had a prophecy given by Jesse the Planet. Now, he's a prophet of the Lord, whether you believe it or not. He's a man of God. He hears from God. What he says works. He said, Harold and Lou, we was at Christ Church that time. We were visiting over there. And he said, Harold and Lou, stand up. The Lord said, tell you, you can live as long as you want to. Now quit doubting. You can live wherever you want to. You can go wherever you want to. And I'll sanction it. That's strong. Hallelujah. You know the rest of that? Okay, then I'll get the rest of it. Good and loud.
He said, to start with, he said, God has his hand on you and there's a lot of the future for you. And you're going to, and because of your faithfulness, you've never gone out to hurt anybody. You've always gone out to help people. And so because of your faithfulness, the Lord says, you can live as long as you want to, live anywhere you want to, do anything you want to do, and I will sanction it. And by the way, You're going to get older. Only in years. But biologically, you're going to reverse. You're going to get younger. Your body is going to get younger. But you're going to grow. Of course, you're going to get, your years are going to add up. And so we just took that and we rejoiced in it. We still praise the Lord. Now, I read that every once in a while. I about got it now when I was pretty good. And so, Brother, you know the story. Most of you do. Brother had prostate cancer this past year. Be sure this was. And when she had for me to have the surgeon take care of it, he doesn't have cancer anymore. Hallelujah. So the surgeon out there got all his records in Fort Worth and went over them and everything. So when we got out there to him, he said, "Now you say you're 88, but biologically you're about 68, and I'm going to treat you like you're 68. So I said, "Thank you, Lord, for the prophecy you gave us a year or ago. We're going back as a forward."
Yes.
So God has blessed us. We have good health. Open doors, watch the minister. We can't do it. We're just going to go to Jesus
God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Won't you know? And the Lord knows the future. He knows what you want. He said you can do what you want. He knew what I'd like. I like to go to church. I like to preach. I like to sing. I like to help people. Just do the same thing I've been to do it. I have no desire to go somewhere and big long vacation. I've done been there and thing. So we're just here to do what God puts in front of us to do. I preach. I told the Lord, I said, I'm not going to call churches and pastors and ask them if I can come and preach. I know thousands of them, and I don't want to put them on the spot. I've been a pastor, and I know what it is. You hate to turn anybody down. I said, I'll go whenever you tell them to call me. I'm not calling them. Amen? So he knows what he knew what I wanted. Glory to God. Where did we get off on all that? That wasn't my church, sir. Hallelujah. Faith brings us into God's presence. And His presence gives courage, strength, and faith. Napoleon used to gather his generals all together and give them pep talk. And the result was, they said, we got courage and strength and faith in His presence. In the presence of the Lord is where we get our strength, where we get our faith, where we get our blessings, where we get our power. It's in the presence and in God's presence. That's those quiet times whenever you're with the Lord. Things of this life grow strangely dim in the light of His glorious grace. King David, starting at the shepherd boy. But he obeyed God, followed God, did what faced every opponent. He faced a lion and he killed the lion. He faced a giant and killed a giant. He did many things. And there came the story about David and Goliath. Nobody would go after Goliath. The whole army was afraid and they were shaking. You know what he said? He said, I'll go. You know why? He had a covenant with God. He said he'd go. You know the story. Hey, went out and slew the giant. You can slay the giants in your life too. They may not be that big, but anything that hinders us from serving God is a giant. In Philippians it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. All things is in the will and in the plan of God. He'll strengthen you to do it. Romans 8 says, if God be for us, who can be against us? I can overcome because I'm not by myself. He's there to help us. Isaiah 54:17. No obstacle, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against you I shall condemn, for my righteousness, your righteousness is of the Lord. Hallelujah. That we had an earthly body, but I tell you, we're righteous. Because God made us right. Nothing you do makes you righteous or justified before the Lord, it takes the blood of Jesus. Glory to God to justify you. You are somebody. Amen. I'll throw this little thought in. You can think about it. Your spirit doesn't sin. Your spirit's like God. It's born of God. Your old body's where your trouble comes in. Amen. So we need to line up with our spirit. Amen. He's always right. Had a little something down here. Tells you what to do. Amen. In line with the Word of God, then it's God. Go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. Our spirit is alive forever, forever, and will be alive. Let the Word rise up in you and declare, I am an overcomer through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Obstacles become giants, and we become grasshoppers or midgets if we concentrate on the giants. We're not grasshoppers. We're God's army in the world.
Amen.
We as the church, we're the one that's conquering. We're the one that's overcoming. Might look like we're losing out right now as far as the church in the name of Jesus here in America, but I want you to know, keep a reading, we're winning.
Amen.
I said we're winning.
Amen.
Glory to God. Bible says we are. We become giants when we act like children of the Most High God. Begin to say who you are in Christ Jesus. You're redeemed. You're a royal priesthood. You're a holy people in Jesus' name. Say along with Abel, thy grace is sufficient for us. Caleb said, we are well able to possess the land. Everybody say, I'm well able to overcome all the giants that get in my way. I can't do it myself. But I'm trusting in the Lord. The Lord can do it. The Lord can do it. And He will. I will find my dream. I'll walk in my dream. I'll live my dream. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Isn't God good? God good? Thank God. Oh, obstacles have overcome. And in this, I'm not building us up and me up with what God said. I'm just saying what the Word says. And you can say the same thing about you in a lot of areas. You are somebody in God. God loves everybody the same. You understand that?
Amen.
He loves a sinner. He wants to get him saved. But if he won't accept Jesus Christ, he can't go to heaven. Amen. Everybody here saved. Everybody here saved, say amen.
Amen.
Say it again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, if anybody here is not saved, you've got some obstacles to go over. The devil will tell you a lot of things. He'll tell you, wait, not now. He'll just give you all kind of obstacles to go over. And he'll win if you'll let him. But you'll win if you'll say yes to Jesus.
Yes.
You'll say yes to Jesus. While every head is bowed. Is anybody here that don't know Jesus? I tell you, I'd like to introduce you to him. He's the best friend you'll ever have. He'll encourage you along your journey. Anybody here that wants me to pray with you, that wants to pray with you and bring you into the family of God, justified before a holy God? Anybody here need to just lift your hand? Probably everybody here saved. I'm just, hey, don't like to leave anything out. Preached last Sunday and I thought, well, everybody here, they're saved. Man, there's such a church, they're saved. But I went ahead and gave the altar call, and a young lady came down and got gloriously saved. Glory be to God. I'm glad y'all are saved. I got news for you, or something for you to do. Try to bring somebody who's not saved. This should be a saving station. Amen. Getting people saved. Hallelujah. Father, I pray now for our congregation. I pray that the obstacles we all face, Father, that we'll face it with boldness. We'll face it with courage. We'll face it with the attitude of I can. Not by myself, but all things are possible because I believe in Him. Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Lord, obstacles. I command you to go off of the lives of this people. Obstacles, be gone in Jesus' name. The Bible says, whosoever shall say to this mountain, this obstacle, be thou removed and shall not doubt in your heart that it shall receive it. Glory be to God. So we are receivers right now. We're receiving our liberty. We're receiving our freedom. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.